Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is clear and sunny today. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. Jerusalem also enjoys a pleasant day with clear skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Israel has struck several targets across southern Lebanon. Lebanese media mentioned strikes near Al-Dabsheh, Srebin, and Kantara. Kiryat Shmona earlier warned residents of possible blasts from a planned operation. Also, Israel Hayom reported earlier today that Israel must set a red line for Turkey amid tensions over the Abu al-Duhur base in Syria. Also this hour, Walla reports that a pro-Palestinian organization demands the arrest of Jerusalem's deputy mayor ahead of his U.S. visit, accusing him of war crimes. Separately, Forward reports that Toronto police have opened a hate crime investigation into anti-Zionist activism at a local street corner. And finally, Axios reports that the pro-Israel wing of House Democrats is gaining power on a key panel, with Representative Jared Moskowitz noting his influence on shaping U.S. policy on Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, highlighted on X that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Justice, posted earlier today about expelling Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza, citing recent Dutch legislation against Israeli products. Belaz News, known for coverage of Israeli affairs, also reported on the expulsion of Dutch diplomats following the Netherlands' ban on trade from Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in southern Lebanon. According to Ynet, the Israeli military targeted areas near Al-Dabsheh, Srebin, and Kantara. The strikes are part of ongoing tensions with Hezbollah. This operation follows heightened alerts in Kiryat Shmona, warning residents of potential explosions. The situation remains tense, with concerns about further escalation. Turning to Israel's positioning against Turkey, Israel Hayom explains that the recent attack on the Abu al-Duhur base in Syria aims to curb Turkey's influence in the region. The location serves as a potential forward base near Israel. As Turkey's role grows, Israel seeks to set clear boundaries, affecting regional alliances. Meanwhile, the Hind Rajab Foundation's legal action against Jerusalem's deputy mayor intensifies diplomatic pressures. Walla reports the organization is pushing for his arrest in the U.S., accusing him of war crimes. This move could complicate Israel-U.S. relations, especially as the deputy mayor prepares for his visit. In Canada, Forward highlights the investigation into anti-Zionist remarks made by Abbas Hamzeh at a prominent Toronto location. The remarks have prompted a hate crime probe by local authorities. This incident underscores tensions within Canadian communities over Middle Eastern politics. Finally, Axios highlights the increased influence of the pro-Israel wing among House Democrats. With Representative Jared Moskowitz asserting his strategic role, this shift could impact future U.S. policies towards Israel. The development is seen as strengthening the U.S.-Israel relationship. On the economic front, first, KeyTech warns of potential election interference. Israeli police urge tech companies to guard against bots and AI manipulation amid rising concerns about fake news and foreign influence. Separately, Globes reports that airports authority managers are stepping in to aid baggage handling. This comes as they prepare for the busy Jewish holiday season, with recruitment efforts underway. And finally, Ynet Business sheds light on the transit of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military's recent estimate shows a significant decrease in daily oil passage, reflecting broader geopolitical tensions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.